So I would like to discuss, springboard basically a few different Gemaras, try to cover some ground over here from the Iker Sugyas Amid Beis going on to Gimel Amid Beis. We're not going to spend too much time on Gimel Aleph. We've talked about it a little bit, about the round here in the Yerushalmi that we spoke about in the first Chabura. That disagrees with the Bavli about whether the Gemara is talking about Yadus and Kinuyim. So I'd like to focus on a language of the Gemara on Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara on Beis Amid Beis discusses the order of the Mishnah. So Gemara says Kol Kinuyin Nidarim Kinidarim Maishna Gabi Nazir Deloiktani Lakulo Maishna Gabi Nidarim Deloiktani Lakulo. So we'll skip that. Then the Gemara says. The Gemara just asks why does the Mishnah enumerate all of the different categories and by Nazir at the beginning of the Mishnah the first sugya Nazir doesn't have that same presentation. So the Gemara says Mishum de Neder Shvu Ksiva Gabe Adodi, since the pasuk presents Neder and Shvu together. So therefore, we presented both of them. It came to the Tani Tartan, so once we had to quote two because of the Pasuk, Tani Lakulu. So therefore, we introduced everything. So that's the Gemara's differentiation between the beginning of Nedarim and the beginning of Nazir. So the Gemara says, okay, so why don't we continue with that approach? V'lisni kinu yishvu is Basar Nedarim. So why don't we list the fact that there's a concept called kinuyim, whatever that means, like we spoke about last week, two weeks ago. So why don't we list it like the pasuk that shvuah should be the category immediately after nedarim? I did this. So the Gemara answers: I did the tani nedarim, the mitzvah chetz alei, tani nami charam the mitzvah chetz alei, la shvuke shvuah deka aser nafshim min chetz. The Gemara over here is very exciting. It's like a yeshiva bacher's dream that Reb Chaim the briskers didn't introduce these concepts of Isser Cheftza, Isser Gavra. This is already a beferish of Gemara in Nedarim and Daf Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara distinguishes between Nedarim and Shavuos with the fundamental distinction that one's an Isser Cheftza and one's an Isser Gavra. So that seems to be the pashup shot in this Gemara, and Charamim also have that similar element that the nature of the, I had a Rebbe in Yeshiva of Blachman. I'm sure you've heard of him. So he used to always, whenever anyone would talk with these lingos, everything's Chefza Gavra. He used to make fun of us that we just jump to everything as a Chefza Gavra Chiluk. So he used to say, like, he used to shut his mouth. He used to just, like, start making hand motions. Like, he used to make fun of us that we don't know what we're talking about. And we just start going like this, but the Lamaise, it's exciting because it's a Gemara. The Gemara seems to entertain this distinction. And that's really what the Mishnah is focusing on, that Nedarim and Charamim are Isser Chefza, as opposed to Shvu, which is only listed later, which is an Isser Gavra. So I just like to point out two things over here. It's not so simple the way we just learned the Gemara. For instance, look at the Lashon of Tosos. Tosos here is startling. Tosos writes, Nidurim demitzer cheftza alei. So Taisa says the Amar Kikar Zek Koinim Alai Sha Oisa Kikar Olav Hektish Gabi Charam Nami Aser Cheftza Al Nafshe the Goli Kro Asher Yachru Mikol Asher Lo. What's Taisa's adding? What's Taisa saying? The Kaamar, the Amar Kikar Zek sounds like Taisa is explaining the Gemara in a little bit of a different way. If I would want to present a fundamental distinction between, in a lumdisha way, between Isuri Gavra and Isuri Chefza, I wouldn't be focusing on the language. But Tosos is focusing on the way a person is presenting the Isser and how he is pronouncing it What's his focus point in his speech? Is it the kikar or is it the gavra? So that's just nekuda one. But listen to this. This is really what really bothered me. Listen to the end of Tosus. Jump to the end of Tosus. The imtimer of Taisa Frex Akasha. Umainaf gemina yeser chefza le o iu achefza. Taisa says, like, great, you got a distinction over here. You found something to distinguish between the two. Lamainaf gemina. So, lamainaf gemina? Are you serious? There's tons of nafgaminas. This is the fundamental distinction between Nedarim and Shavuos. This is what some of the Rishonim explain, that the reason why a neder chibichal on a dvar mitzvah, I can aser a sukkah, and I can't take a shvuah not to eat in the sukkah. Because a shvuah is an iser gavra, and a neder is an iser chefza. What do you mean? This is the, if you remember, this is in the Siyum, when I was introducing the Masechta, I highlighted this distinction of Yisr Chefza, Yisr Gavra, and a lot of the, why is a neder chal not chal on a davar sheim o mamish, and a shvu is chal on a davar sheim o mamish. I can take a neder, I can only take a neder on an object, on something that's tangible, and when it comes to a shvu, I can do a shvu on a pu'ula, I can take a shvu on shena, on something that's totally not tangible. The answer is, because once an Yisr Gavra, it's an Yisr Chefza. What does Taisus mean? Apparently, Taisus did not learn this Gemara the way we assumed automatically that this is like Brisker Taira that's found in the Gemara. That's not necessarily what the Gemara was saying. And it very much fits well with what Taisus is introducing, that Taisus is just saying, no, this is just a logical, this is just a simple distinction in what your language was. Where is your focus on the chefza, on the object, or is your focus on the gavra? But not necessarily that we are now introducing a fundamental distinction between a shvua and a neder. And it could be, that Tosos might have different explanations for all of those sugyas that we're going to have to approach. We have to keep this in mind. Then maybe there are other reasons to distinguish between all of the halachas of neder and shvu, and it might not just be based focused only on iser chefza, iser gavra. Now, is there a distinction, and are there rishonim that say and attribute all of those distinctions, those fundamental distinctions between nedarim and shvuas, based on this fundamental read in the Gemara? 100%. There is a ritva that says this beferish, and the ritva even says further. The ritva says that's why. When it comes to Nidarim, you have the ability to be matfis in a davar another and not in a davar aser. This is really an opening to a fundamental shaila. I don't want to get too carried away with this, but the Ritva says if you make a neder and you link it to one of the surim of the Torah, to chazer, or to davar aser, so the Ritva says that's an iser gavra. That's not an iser chefza. Only Nidarim are an Iser Chefza, like our Gemara presents and distinguishes Nidarim from all Isurim in the Torah. That is a fascinating line of the Ritva, which many Rishonim debate, and it has practical implications if you have the ability to take a Neder on something which is already Usur from the Torah. What I mean is as follows. I want to ask you the following question, Rabosai. Let's go to the Lumdisha version of this Gemara. What is Chazer? What is Nevela? What is a Trefa? What is Basar V'Cholov? What are all these? I don't know why I'm specifically focusing on food, because I guess that's where we think about, you know, Isur. What are those things? Are those Isuri Gavra or are those Isuri Kefsa? Are kol yisurei Torah the fact that the Rebbeinu Shalom asked it to me, but there's nothing inherently problematic with it? Or is it that all of yisurei Torah might be yisurei chefza? So the Ritva takes a stance on this issue, and the Ritva says that everything except for a neder is yisurei gavra. If all it is just the tzivei haTorah, so then it's not inherently aser. It's because of the tzivei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why you can't be matvis with a davar aser. Because there's nothing cheftzadik wrong in that. And a neder needs something cheftzadik. A neder needs something that now is inside the entity itself, is inherent to the entity, which doesn't apply to the regular Yisuriya Torah. However, some Rishonim disagree with that. Some Rishonim think that no, a davar aser is already aser mitzad the cheftza, and it might have nafkaminas if a neder could be chal on a piece of chazer. Is it already aser mitzad cheftza that the neder can't be chal on it? So that's just in terms of just understanding this gemara. There clearly were Rishonim that took that first approach, and it has tremendous implications. And it's going to even have practical implications in terms of whether or not, when we say later on in Mitzvah Shem, I think it's in the second parak on Tezvav, Nidarim Yudalit, Nidarim Archalim Advar Mitzvah. Does that mean that it's only on a mitzvah's essay? The Gemara's example is a sukkah. What about Isurei Torah? Is that considered something that's already Aser Mitzad the Chefzer already? That might depend on the interpretation of our Gemara. What does the Ran hold in terms of this Shiloh? So the Ran holds in terms of the Shaila, I thought very similar to Tosfos. Kolomer sha'oser akikar alava omer achilas kikar ze alai lafuke shvua de oser nafshi minachevza. Sounds like also in the Ran that he's focused very much on the language, although I'm that's not necessarily as convincing as Tosfos taking it the next step. My nafkamino, when he asked the Kasha, my nafkamina, but it sounds like from the Ran that it's a language issue. And this takes the Lan into a lengthy discussion that the Ran has between himself and the Ramban about whether or not a neder b'loshen shvua and a shvua b'loshen neder, can those two things be mixed up and will they be cha? The Ran is of the opinion that once you use a neder b'loshen shvua, so then That is not chal, and the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says no. Although they are distinguishable, they still work and technically are still chal, even if you mix up the lishonos. So the question is, what is that machlokas rishonim about? Again, the Ran who's presenting this sounds like from like Tosfos' perspective that this is more of a language type issue. So now he gets into a tremendous machlokes that's going to run through the entire mesechta of whether or not neder b'lashon shvua shu b'lashon neder is going to be chal or not. So what is that machlokes? So I think there are really two potential approaches to this machlokes, and one of them might very well stem and connect from what we spoke about last week. There is a question that we introduced last week of whether or not you need shvua b'shem. So we introduced last week, do you need shem Hashem when you make a shvua? Right, everyone with me? You need shem Hashem when you make a shvua, or is it not a shvua without shem Hashem? So we introduced three approaches. One approach was, yes, you need shem Hashem when you take a shvua. The other approach is, yes, you need shem Hashem when you take a shvua, but you have shem Hashem when you take a shvua through yados. That was the opinion of the Rosh. Then you have the opinion of the Rambam and the Ravid that we had somewhere in the middle, that there was some sort of lower level shvua, but it wasn't the shvua, the ikar shvua chamur. What's fascinating is there is another Tosos here, that the first Tosos on the daf, Tosos asked the Kasha, Tosos in the end, you read the last line of the first Tosos on the daf in Beis HaMebeis, Tosos says, Tema, Tosas asked Akash, Tema, Gabi Shvuas, Lifroch Kiai, Velema Kinari Shvuas Kashvuas. Why didn't, by Shvuas, why didn't we have this whole Shakla Vitaria like we have over here? So Tosas says, Yeshleimer, the cave in the Lesbu Yados, Lo Chashul Askira. Wow. Tosas just said something startling. Tosas says, there is no concept of Yados when it comes to Shvuas. That's unbelievable. There's a Mishnah on Daf Tesa Med Aleph that introduces a person who doesn't finish his shvua, and the Gemara introduces the concept of yados, the way the Ran explains over there, the concept of yados. Why would Tosos say that there is no concept of yados when it comes to a shvua? So, and if Tosos means what he just said, so then that's absolutely against the rush that we presented last week, that the way shvuos work is that if you really need a shvua with Shem Shamayim, and if you leave Shem Shamayim out, it's working through Yados. Clearly, Tosus holds that Yados don't apply by Shavuot, so that wouldn't necessarily apply. So there's a beautiful piece of Reb Naftali Trop that Reb Naftali says, very much linked to what we said last week, that no, Tosus is not saying that there's no concept of Yados by Shavuot. Of course there's Yados by Shavuot. All Tosus was driving at is that there were two types of shvuos, like we said in the Rambam. There's the shvua that the ikur iser, which is the malchus of Bal Yachel, which is the malchus of Lo Sishvu B'Shmila Shaker, I'm sorry, and the real McCoy of the iser shvua, which is when a person expresses the shame shamayim. And then there's a lower level shvua, like the Rambam said, that you get when you're Machal or Dvarim, that you don't get malchus, it's the lower level iser, that's going to have the concept of Yodos. So Tosus is alluding to the Masecha Shvuas, when the Gemara is introducing the Ikr Shvua. So on there, we didn't have the concept of Yados, unlike the Shita of the Rush, that's saying anytime you miss anything when you get to a Shvua, even if you don't say Shem Shemayim, we automatically throw the whole Isser at you, through the concept of Yados, even if you missed the Shem Shemayim, that's also just one of the languages of a Shvua, and that would be sufficient. So why am I going through this whole thing? Because one could approach this kasha of the Ran and the Ramban very simply. Perhaps the machlekes, the Ran and the Ramban, is this machlekes? Is there a yad by shvua? Why should a neder b'loshen shvua work? What, how does it work? You didn't say the right language. The answer is you gave us enough of either a dibor or enough of a giloy das to what you're trying to do that we now can rectify your statement through the concept of what? Through the concept of yados. Does Yados apply to Shvua, or does Yados not apply to Shvua? So that might be a debate. That might be a machlekes. The Poshup Shad in Tosfos might mean that there's no Yados for Shvua. Or like we said in, when it comes to the Ram, right? Poshup Shad in Tosfos. So if you read the Poshup Shad in Tosfos, if there's no Yados to Shvua, so then maybe that's the approach of not having a neder v'loshen Shvua. But if you understand that, no, that's not what Tosfos meant. And really, there is Yados by Shvua, like the Poshup Shad is on the Mishnah, on the Gemara in Daf Tes, and even the Rambam would agree that there's another level of Shvua. He just meant it Legabe Shvua Chamura. So then you're back to square one. So then, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Ran and the Ramban Legabe Aneder B'Loshen Shvua? So I just again, just as a just quickly, just to present, just before we go weiter, I just want to just explain on this Machlokes the Ran and the Ramban, perhaps. There's a totally different Nekudas HaMachlekes. Let me just repeat again. We suggested perhaps a simple pshat in the Machlekes, the Ran and the Ramban, of whether or not a Neder B'Loshen Shvua is Chal, and actually exists halachically, perhaps could be whether or not Yados exists by the concept of Shvua, or does Yados only exist by Neder? Yeah, Adam.
Wouldn't that only work in one way with Neder B'Loshen Shvua, but with
if you would have a neder b'lashon shvua, what's your lashon?
It's a neder on an object, on a person.
On a person. So now.
Yeah, but there's
yadus
by neder.
So there's yadus by neder. So now, but you're also using. But right, correct. But you're also using a language of the gavra. So yeah, does that mean you don't need? Is that simple that you don't need at all the concept of yadus by shvua then? When you're using a lashon on the gavra, you're right. On the amira that I said mitzad the neder, there's a yad. But what about the fact that half of my statement was within the world of shvuos? Was klapi the gavra?
I thought neder belongs in shvuos that you're saying a neder.
You're right.
Then the word of shvuos is really.
You're right. You're right. But now, so now when I say, so you're saying that now everything's subsumed under the lashon of neder. Even though I use the language klapi the gavra, or one could say that once I used part of lashon of the gavra, so now I would need the concept of yados by shvua also. The fact that I introduced it just with the lashon of neder, how do we fear ice over here? Meaning, who says one is more ikker than not? What Adam's pointing out is that it could be that if this was the nekudas hamachloikes, it would only work in one direction of the machlokes, because you would assume by the other case that it's a neder, and therefore the fact that you use the lashon on the gavra, we would just cut off over here, and we would just say that there should be yados b'lashon neder. Just before Ellie, before you take your answer, to answer Adam, I think the question that Adam's raising is not necessarily true. Because we brought up a Shiloh last week from the Mishnah Lamelech. What happens if I use a yad, but in my yad, what does anyone remember? I use a problematic language. Do we now say that through the concept of yados, we can now cut off the problematic language? The case of the Ran was in a case where he used the davar ha'aser, which he used the problematic language with the chalos neder. So perhaps I wouldn't even be able to attribute the yad over here to finish, because now you didn't finish only in an obscure way, you finished in a problematic way. So perhaps even if you assume like Adam, which I hear, that this is miikaro neder, and therefore your chiddush is of yados is more simple. So therefore, in one direction of the machlokes in the Ran and the Ramban, it should be that everyone should agree. But over here, it's not so simple, because over here I use the problematic language. So one could argue over here there wouldn't be a chiddush of yados even by nedarim, because I finished off in a problematic way. So it could be that it could be on one side maybe, or that it's totally on that machlokes vayados, but the pashtus is, like I argued in Tosos also, everyone agrees that there's yados by shvuos, that's the pashtus, so that wouldn't even be the nekudas machlokes. What's more probable is, like Adam's pointing out, that it might be a machlokes, it's really a neder, but now when I finish a neder in a problematic way, do I have the chiddush of yados in such a situation? Okay?
That's according to the Ramban, though.
That's in the Ramban. He argues that it's not chal at all.
Right, but in explaining.
Right.
Yeah. It's all within explaining.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
We explain the Yados in two different ways, and I'm wondering if that has partially what to do with it.
Yeah.
One way we explain was how fix, you know, extending your lush.
Right.
Really meant to say.
Right.
Another way was Kavana.
Right.
So maybe if you say it's all Kavana, it's not a question of your language. It's just a question of, okay, what did the guy mean to do practically? So, Neder, Blush, and Shavua could work through Yados if it's through Kavana.
Again, if it's just a giloy of what your kavana is, so then Neder, Blush, and Shavua should not be a problem, because why isn't that? Why can't you say that that's problematic? Your kavana is problem. We don't know what to do with this. Your kavana still has to have.
If the issue is not a chesed gavur thing, like it's a real fundamental thing, it's just a language thing of which comes first, right? Either way, I really mean to us or something. Maybe my kavana is just
that
you really mean.
I could mean to aser something, but if I don't aser it in the correct way, it's not cha. No matter if it's kavana working or language based. You could argue that this is all kavana based, but the fact is that this didn't work through the medium of a neder because you were focused on the gavra. I think that I'm not sure that that's totally in that chakira. So that's a possible explanation between the Ramban and the Ran. But Rabosai, what I want to really focus on tonight, this is really not what I wanted to talk about. What I want to focus on is the opinion of the Rush. The opinion of the Rush takes a totally different approach and makes this Gemara back like we were excited about, back to be a lamdisha chiluk. And the Rush says as follows. But before I get to the Rush, Rabosai, I want to introduce the following question. And this is a yesodistic question for life. In this sugya, outside of this sugya, it comes up in Yevamos Daf Hey, and it comes up every year, 2 weeks ago, Parshas Naso, on the issue of Naziris. Okay, there is a major machlokes gedolei achronim, how you become a nazir. What is the mechanics of a nazir? We know that a nazir fundamentally has isurim through his dibor, right? And there are implications that he's not allowed to drink wine, he's not allowed to eat grapes, he's not allowed to cut his hair, he's not allowed to be matame himself, right? Even to the Zayin Krovim. So there are all these dinim that come out of his Kabbalah's Naziris, okay? what is the nature of Isser Naziris? So comes along the Achronim, and they actually argue based on our Gemara the following argument. This comes up in Shulchan Aruch. It's kedai to look at in Simin Reish Vav. The Shulchan Aruch talks about a Nazir that accepted his Naziris, the Lashon Shvuah. Okay. Miu benaziris shotzia b'lashon shvu ledivrei hakol aser. The Shulchan Aruch says, he says, like I said in the title, right? He uses a lashon on the gavra. Everyone would hold that would be a lashon shvu. That would be a lashon naziris, right? So this is in Hilchos Nedarim and Siman Reish Vav. So the Shach says, yeah, because it's beferish like that. Because it's a Gemara on Daf Beis Amid Beis in Maseches Nedarim. Why is it a Gemara on Daf Beis Amid Beis in Maseches Nedarim? Because the Gemara left us hanging here, Abosai. The Gemara spoke about Shvuas, Nedarim, and Charamim. The Gemara never spoke about Naziris. And yet Naziris is grouped later. So this is what leads the Shach to understand the all of the surim of Nazir is very similar to a Shvuah, and therefore is the Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch that a Lashon Shvuah works when it comes to a Nazir, that, right, I want to be a Nazir, right? So that is what, that is an Isser Gavra, that's the nature of Naziris. An Isser that the Gavra accepts upon himself, what? Just like he'll accept upon himself not to eat food, not, I don't want to walk into this house. I don't, the Gavra is now going to not do all of these things. So too, when he comes to be a Nazir, he is now endowing himself. He's now saying that I'm not going to drink wine, I'm not going to be metame myself, and I'm not going to cut my hair. That is the Lashon that Shayach when it comes to Naziris. And that's really what it sounds like, says the Shach, from the Rush. The Rush says, Lafuke shvua da aser nafshe min chefza, dichsiv nefesh kisishba shenishba shaloyes a dover ze, vinozer afal bishaneser biayin, I, even though he's going to be aser in wine, eno neser ayayin olav ela begufo tali on his zirus, shaomer arini nozer, umemela neser biayin mitilgakas betoma. So it sounds like the Rush is saying, and Naziris also, that's the answer to the mysterious omission of the Gemara. And that which the Gemara never told us about Naziris, it makes a lot of sense that it's stuck to the end of the Mishnah, because that's not an Isser Achefza on the wine, it's an Isser on the Gavra, not to take part in all of these entities. Okay? That's what it sounds like, and that's what the Gemara concludes. However, if you look clearly at the Rush might be saying something different. But before I get to the Rush, Rabotzai, I want to introduce to you the Reb Kiva Eger that comments on this Shach. The Shach is in Simen Reish Vav Sifkot and Yud, on this language of the Mechaber that says, a Naziris that you use B'lashon Shvuah is Chal. And Reb Kiva Eger, commenting on the Shach, he says, to take a look at the Ma'arit, he says, Naziris is similar to Shvuah, the mitzer gavra rak de bezeh cholik mishvua, de beshvua lo nitvis hagravra klal, umishmachi matvis beshvua lo mahani, ubeneziris nitvis haguf bekdusha, mishmachi matvis beneziris mahani. From Kideger saying the following idea, says the Ma'arit, what happens if a Nazir walks by and I say, I want to be like that Nazir, or I want to be like him? So the Ma'arit says, you could be matvis in a Nazir, in another Nazir. So why? Because that Nazir, it's not just an Isser Gavra like a Shvuah, says the Ma'arit, but it's a totally different understanding, Rabosei. Pay attention over here. The Ma'arit understands that Naziris means I walk into a jacket, I walk into this Guf HaKdusha, that now resonates on, that now is now imbued upon me, once I say a Hey Nazir, and that is a Gufa Kedusha that now has limitations that are linked to them, But the Gavra is Niskadesh with the Kedushas HaNozir. So it's not a direct Isser Gavra not to drink wine, not to be Metami in a mace, not to get a haircut, but rather a person takes the Kedusha of a Nazir, and Kedushas HaNozir is Chal onto his guf, and then he's now, he has these restrictions that are linked into this Kedusha. Similar to the Maritz Lashon is, similar to a Kedushas Kayin. It's not that a Kayin now accepts upon himself, he has Yisurei Gavra, that now he can't be Metame himself. No, he has Kedushas Kahuna, and now linked to that Kedushas Kahuna, albeit that he didn't accept it by himself, it was from birth, but since he has Kedushas Kahuna, now he has all of these Yisurim that are now Noveya and are now an outgrowth of that Guf HaKedusha that now rests upon himself because he now became Kadosh. What the Maharit is doing is the Maharit is arguing with two major Achronim on how Naziris works. You see, the Ma'ari Basan and the Ma'ari Ben Leif, who the Maharit was attacking, understood Naziris to be totally different. They understood that Naziris is a classic Iser Chefza. And mamish against what our Gemara sounds like. And they say, just like when the Rambam starts off in the beginning of Hilchos Naziris, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Hilchos Naziris, just like a person takes a neder, so he could take a neder, that's a big neder, it's called Naziris. So now, a person now has an Isser Chefza on one of two options. So what are the two options? So this is where the Ma'ari Ben Lev and the Ma'ari Basan argue. They say one approach is, the Isser Chefza is actually the wine. The wine becomes Aser. And now it's like he took a neder from all the wine, and that's why a Nazir has an Isser Chefza to eat, drink this wine, right? And the Ma'ari Ben Lev says, no, it's not on the wine, it's on the lips to drink the wine. There's an Isser Chefza on my lips from drinking wine. There's an Isser Chefza on my reglayim, says the Ma'ari Basan, from walking into a Beis HaKvaros. So it's either an Isser Chefza on the actual bottle of wine, on all of these items, or it's an Isser Chefza on the Evarim of the Nazir to be involved of these actions. So the Ma'arid has a lot of problems with both of these approaches. First of all, how do you have an Isser Chefza on being Metame and walking into a Beis HaKvaros? These are actions, and it's very difficult. And then the Maharit's second argument against them is from this Gemara, from our Gemara, that seems to present Naziris as an Isser Gavra. That's the Maharit's argument against the Ma'ari Basan and the Ma'ari Ben Lev. But before we just argue and we say conclusively, like the Maharit, we should point out, it's not so simple. The Avne Meluim thinks there's actually, in the end of the Avne Meluim, the Avne Meluim is the Ksos HaChoshen. The Avne Meluim has a few tshuvos in the end of his Simonim on Evin Ezer. The Avne Meluim has two tshuvos connected to this shaila, this machlokas achronim between the Ma'ari Basan, the Ma'ari Ben Lev, and the Ma'arit, about the nature of Kedushas Nazir and how is Naziris put on a person, placed on a person. And the Avne Meluim concludes, Rabosai, that this shaila between these achronim might actually be a machlokas in the Gemaras. The Gemara, I don't want to get too off topic right now, but the Gemara in Yevamos, anyone who learned Yevamos Daf Hey, there's a Gemara that calls Naziris an Isser that's Yeshno B'She'ela. And the Gemara entertains the possibility that even though in general we don't say Esei Deicha Loisa Seva Esei, but when you have a Nazir and a Metzaira, you would say Esei Deicha Loisa Esei because it's Yeshno B'She'ela. That it's a weaker Esei and it has the ability to be Shoel on the mitzvah's essay. That's what the Gemara sounds like in Yevamos Daf Hey. The Rambam doesn't paskin like that, and that's why the Avne Meluim has a whole tshuva to discuss this Rambam, why he doesn't go with the approach of the Gemara, that it's Yeshno B'She'ela. So the Avne Meluim, in a nutshell, basically says, Yeshno B'She'ela is really dependent on how you view the Isser of Naziris. If you view Naziris as just like a neder, right? I just took upon myself Yisurim, and now I could be Shoal on that Naziris. So then that's Yeshno B'She'ela. Good. Just like a neder has She'ela, has the ability to revert itself, so too the Naziris has the ability to be She'ol itself. But if you were understand that something was now endowed with Kedusha, and now linked to that Kedusha is now Isurim that now are connected to that, we don't view that to be Yeshno B'She'ela. We don't consider every case of Hektish, says the Avne Meluim, to now be Yeshna B'She'ela, once their Isser Me'ila is now going to be considered Yeshna B'She'ela because you can go back to the root of that Isser and now be Shol on it. So that's what the Avne Meluim argued. If you fundamentally look at the way the Isurim of the Nazir are Noveya is looked upon like the Maharit, that it's first a function of endowing your guf with Kedusha, and then the Yisurim are linked to it, so then a person will not necessarily conclude like the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Hey, and that's the way he argued why the Rambam doesn't quote that Gemara Kehilchosa, because the Gemaras in a few different places seem to be tully on this very Shaila. But, like it seems, like the Shach argues, it seems from our Gemara that our Gemara seemed to look at the Naziris as some sort of Gavra-oriented din, kind of like the Rush says, and that's why it was linked towards the end of the Mishnah and not at the beginning. And it's not like a classic Naziris and Neder, and it's not like a classic Isser Cheftza on these objects, that I just can't drink the wine because it's Usser now, and I can't now cut my hair because that would be Usser. Like the Mari Basan. And if you look back at the language of the Rosh Rabbosa just for a second, it really sounds incredibly like the Lashon of the Maharit. He says, the Mr. Chetel, he says, V'nozer afal pishen neser beyayin, ein neser hayayin olof. The Isser Chetel, there's no Isser Chetel on the wine. Ela begufo toilet, he doesn't even say it's an Isser Gavra. Ela begufo tully on his iris. First, the Naziris is tully on his guf. Shomer arini nazir. Umemela nesar. And then, once his guf is niskadish beknushas Naziris, then all the Yisurim go in tandem with that, exactly like the language of the Maharit. So I think what Mamish Reb Kiva Eger pointed out, and what the Maharit concludes from our Gemara, at least is beferish in the Rush. The Kasha one really has to ask themselves is if there are really sugyas that go like this, and the Ma'ari Basan and the Ma'ari Ben Lev understood that Naziris was some sort of Isser Cheftza, however you're going to slice it, whether you're going to say that the Yayin is Aser Bechefza, or you're going to say that it's the Evarim of the Guf, however you're going to deal with that Kasha, which is more of a Naziris Kasha. So the question is, so how are you going to deal with the implied kasha from our Gemara that it seems to be that Naziris is more connected to the Gavra? Yeah, Adam.
Can you just go like
Tosos
then?
Tosos that the whole Gemara is just about the Lishonos. Mm-hmm. So then finish it off. Very good. Yeah. So then what would you say? So when you're talking about a Nazir, so even if you understand like that, so then you're still related, even if the nature of the Naziris is what? Is an Isser Cheftza, but you're relating it to the Gavra. Meaning, the language, so that would Lechora not be like the Shach. Because the Shach wanted to argue that the conclusion of the Shulchan Aruch in terms of my language or my Naziris would be dependent on how I address this, the nature of Naziris. You're arguing that no, perhaps maybe even if you hold that it's an Isser Cheftza, but the language that I accept the Naziris on is still connected to the Gavra, and that's what would be the conclusion of that Gemara. Lechora, you would have to say like that, but that wouldn't be what the way the Shach concludes Lechora. Yeah, but the Amari Basan would have to argue like that. Yeah, but Rabbi Isai, I want to just yeah, Joe.
Just very quickly.
Yeah.
Be Mayfair and Naziris, regardless of how it was chal originally.
You mean Matir Naziris?
Avtabito, is that he could be made for the Naziris?
Yeah.
Is that regardless of how it began?
If she's in his Rishos, I think so. Yeah.
That wouldn't be totally on if it started with Lashon Neder and Lashon Shua.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sir Bosai, I want to take this and just continue one step further, which I think is very, very fundamental for our sugya. So we presented this major machlokes between the Gdolei Achronim that the Avnei Miluim thinks might be a machlokes throughout Shas on what the nature of Nazirus is. We pointed out that the Rosh seemed to take a fundamental approach to the Gemara and Daf Beis and Midbeis, and it sounds like that works well with the Maaritz approach in terms of how the Kedushas Nazir, how the Kedushas Nazir applies. So, Rabosai, let's skip to the next Gemara, Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara has the following Shaila. Amar Ma, on Gimel Amud Beis. Uman Nedarim over Bebal Yachal Ubebal Ta'acher. Just like Nedarim, you're over Bal Yachar and you're over Bal Ta'acher, which most Rishonim understand mean to be Nidre Hektish. There's no Bal Ta'acher by Nidre Isser. By Stam Nedarim. Bishlama Bal Yachal de Nedarim Mishkachas La Kigon de Omer Kikar Ze Uchal Velo Achlo over Mishn Bal Yachal. Ela Bal Yachal de Naziris Hechi Mishkachas La. So first of all, Rabbi Yisai, I don't have time, but there's a lot to look into on that language of the Gemara. Kikar Ze Uchal is a language of Shvua. That should be a Neder Beloshon Shvua, Rabbi Yisai. That's a problematic language that the Gemara has, but I don't have time to get into that. There's what to discuss there. But the Gemara's kasha is, but where do you find Bayachal de Naziris? So the Ran is bothered by the kasha. What do you mean, where do you find Bayachal de Naziris? Anytime, you're Mechal, you're Naziris, you're over Bayachal. What's the Gemara's kasha? So the Ran says, how do I ever have Bayachal alone? Just like in the case of Nedarim, I have Bal Yachal alone, so too would I have the similar idea of just Bal Yachal by Naziris. Right? So the Gemara ends off and the Gemara says, Kon de Omer Harini Nazir, Havali Nazir, Ochel Kemle be Bal Yoicha. So the Gemara says, if you say Harini Nazir and then he eats, so then he already has the Isser of Bal Yachal. Shasa Kamle Bal Yishta. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's linked Lavar Alav Bishnayim. So the Gemara says that it's linked, you're not over it alone, but you also get Bal Yachal in addition to the Isurim, that you got in terms of the Bal Yochal and the Bal Tishta. So, one could explain this Gemara like the Ran, that we wanted to, again, what was bothering the Ran? The Gemara's kasha is l'chora pella, meaning why did the Gemara even have a havamina that there shouldn't be Bal Yachal by Naziris? Why would the Gemara assume that there wouldn't be Bal Yachal by Naziris? So the Ran says, no, you misunderstood the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha was, why don't you have what you find by Naziris? But you find by Nedarim, I'm sorry, that you have Bal Yachal alone, why don't you find that by Naziris? Good. The Shalmei Nedarim has a totally different pshat in this Gemara. And it's very much linked to everything that we've been suggesting. Perhaps the Gemara is Kipshuto. The Gemara wasn't asking, like the Ran was Madchik himself into understanding, that how come we never find Bal Yachal alone like we do by Nedarim? And then the Gemara just says, oh yeah, by the way, you're right, we don't. And it's only linked to that'll be over two Isurim. Gemara was answering a totally different question. Bal Yachal makes no sense when it comes to what? Naziris. Bal Yachal makes sense by Nedarim, it doesn't make sense by Naziris. And on that, the Gemara answers, no, Bal Yachal makes a lot of sense also by Naziris. What was the shak levitari in the Gemara, Rabosai? Zok the Shalmei Nedarim. Says the Shalmei Nedarim, the Gemara assumed in the Hava Amino, like the Maharit. You're in Machnis yourself into a Kedusha. Why is that Bal Yachal? There's no Nedarim over here. What's going on over here? That's not the way the Isurin Nazir work. That now the wine becomes Aser to me, or the guf is now the chefza that's carrying the kedusha, that they're carrying the iser, that now it can't now have wine. No, it's not like the Mari Basan, the Mari Ben Lev. It's the gufa is niskadesh. It's a classic Isser Gavra that now Memela has Isurim connected to it. So what's Shaykh Bal Yachel that a person's going to be over the Bal Yachel Dvaro when he's going to be Mechalo his Dibur, when he's going to drink wine, when he's going to be Mechalo his Naziris? What Nidarim am I being Mechalo? On that the Gemara answers. On that the Gemara says, no, you misunderstood. No, in the Naziris itself is what? Is Ke'ena Neder. Is Ke'ena Neder and Isser on these items. Whether you understand like the Mari Ben Lev, or you understand like the Mari Basan, Legabe the Evare Haguf, or Legabe the wine, well, we don't have to get into that right now, but there are Isuri Hefza that are now being created through his language, the Chiddush HaTorah, through his language of accepting himself in the Naziris, is a classic Neder towards those items, towards those Isuri Hefza. That is goof for the Shach of Atari and the Gemara. Not like the Ran learned, that where do we only find Bal Yachel alone? Kom Tois Rabosai. So now what we thought was Pashut on Beis Amidbeis is now problematic on Gimel Amidbeis. So it comes out the Maskonas HaGemara is that Naziris is what? Is in the Parsha of Nedarim. Is like the Mari Basan and the Mari Ben Lev. It's like Isuri Chefza. It's like Neder. So if so, Rabbi said, how's the Ma'arid going to explain this? So, you'll tell me the Ma'arid can learn like the Ran. Not Akasha. The Ma'arid can learn like the Ran. Okay. Before we suggest like that, I think that's true. But before we suggest, is there any other way out to understand this Gemara? So I think there is one way out. Rabbi Say, and I think this is a Pesach to understanding something else fundamental in our sugya. What does Bal Yachel Dvaro mean? Does Bal Yachel Dvaro mean that you can't be mechalel what you said, and it's very specific to what you said? Rabbi Say, listen to this suffix of the Minchas Chinuch, a fascinating suffix of the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samaches. The Gemara tells us in Nazir, if a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir, klape grapes. The Gemara says, nothing doing, you're a Nazir. You're a Nazir, full-fledged Naziris, you're a full-fledged Nazir. Frektech minchas chinuch, you're a full-fledged Nazir. And you gotta wait, or let's say you gotta wait the full 30 days and you gotta have all the dina. But when a guy is mechal his Naziris, does he violate the Isser of Bal Yachel Dvar? Because if you look at his speech, at his dibur, he never said the full parsha of Naziris. The Torah was mechadish on him that he has a Naziris. But do I get also the malchus for Bal Yachel Dvaro, or for that you have to follow his speech? That is the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch. So Rabbeisai, perhaps one could argue that is gufa, the Shach Levitari in the Gemara. Meaning, one would have thought that when a person accepts upon his Naziris, so how could you say he gets Bal Yachel Dvaro? Bal Yachel Dvaro is very literal. And he never said that he's not going to drink wine. He never said that he's not going to be Matami himself. He never took upon themselves like a Chil Diburim that you find in every other case of Nedarim that a person what? That a person violates based on his speech. And that's the problem, and that's why he gets Malkus. Because he was Mechal, those Dibur and Beferish. Like that side of the Minchas Chinuch. Comes along the Gemara and the Maskona and says, no! That's not what Bal Yachel means. Bal Yachel means if there's something that's included in this statement, so then Memela, then he's gonna get Malkus for that. Even if he doesn't say it Beferish, we know what his intention was. We know what he was Mekabel. He activated a Parsha, and now he can get whatever is included. It's not specific to what he said. And the Minchas Chinuch is wrong. And Bal Yachel would apply as long as that Parsha was programmed, what began. And that's the Maskana Sagamara. So that's a possibility how the Ma'arid will get out of this problematic Gemara, and it will come out that the Shach Levitari in this Gemara was actually a major Havamina Maskana within the world of Bal Yachel Dvar. I'll ask you the following question, Rabosai. A person asers Beneder, Benji, or Joe to eat from my stuff. I spoke. I took the neder. Koinim alecha besi. Right? I me'asered it b'neder. Now Joe and Benji come and eat my stuff. Who gets Malkus? Do they get Malkus? This is a major machloikus between the Ran and the Rambam later on. And I think it's on Tezayin or Tezvov. Major machloikus Rishonim. Perhaps, this might connect to our discussion. What is Pshat Bal Yachel Dvaro? Does it have to be the person who spoke and he went against his own Nidar, his own Chilul? Or no, as long as there's any Chilul Dibur in general, and that Yisod was now Nischalel, even if it wasn't exactly precisely your speech, but that is what was Noveya from it, that also is a Malkus of Bal Yachel Dvaro. But we'll have to get back to that when we get to that Sugya Rabosai. And there might be a few other Shilas Legabe, this issue that the Minchas Chinuch raises. And he contends that perhaps there wouldn't be Bal Yachel if a person didn't beferish say those things. And even if the Yisurim apply, there could be a different life to the Chilul Diburim since it wasn't beferish Nischalo. Perhaps the Ma'arit could understand that was goof for the Havam in the Maskana in our Gemara. But Rabbi Isai, I think you have a raya from the Ran himself. Rabbi Isai, look at the Ran. The Ran doesn't end with this kasha. The Ran asks another kasha. The Ran says, and once we're going to be makish Nedarim to Naziris, so why don't we be makish at Legamre? And we should say by every neder that is ba'achila, that you should also what? Anyone remember the Ran? Bal Yishta and Bal Yochol also by neder. You should have Bal Yishta and Bal Yochol also by neder. Rabbi Isai, I ask you, Bal Yishta and Bal Yochol also by neder. Right? If you understand that the nature of Nazirus is like the Maharit, that Kasha is very hard to swallow. You entered into a Kedusha, you became a Kohen, and now you have these special Yisurim that now are Noveya from that Kedusha Saguf that come in Meil. What's Shaychus the other Isur? Bal Yoichol and Bal Sishte? It must mean that the Ran, Rabosai, perhaps actually assumed not like the Maharit in the Zirus. And the nature of these Isurim are what? Are classics in the dark. And the Bal Yachel was mamish very similar. And it happens to be that by this Neder Naziris and this Isser Chefza of Naziris that the Mari Basan and the Mari Ben Lev tell us, what? There's not only Bal Yachel. There's what? There's Bal Toichal. There's Bal Tishte. There's other Isurim. Oh, Zokter Ran, so now let's link it back. And let's say that those Isurim now could even apply what? To every case of a person assers an item from eating or an item from drinking. And you should get three surim, just like you get it by Naziris. But if the whole nature of all those other Isurim, Rabbi Isai, were like the way the Rush concluded, that what? That it's a function of the Kedusha, of the Kedusha Saguf, and then Memela, those Isurim come along, L'chayra, that question is very hard to swallow. So Rabbi Isai, just to conclude over here, we went through over here a few different approaches to the Gemara on the Abbezimid base, which ultimately opened up and connected us a little bit to last week, the concept of Yados by Shvua, which then lended us to the Machloikas, the Ran and the Ramban, Legabe Shvua B'Lashon Neder and Neder B'Lashon Shvua. That was more connected to last week. But fundamentally, what we started off with was the Lashon of the Gemara of Isser Chefza, Isser Gavra, was that a fundamental distinction a lamdisha distinction, a brisker distinction, or was that just a linguistic distinction about what a person is referring to in these Yisurim, to the extent that Tosus would ask, what is even the Nafkamina, if it's an Isser Gavra or it's an Isser Chefza? Then we opened up that the Rush seems to take a fundamental approach to that Gemara, and therefore he says that that's why Naziris was linked towards the end of the Gemara, because fundamentally that is something that's Noveya from the Kedusha of the Gavra. We said that that Lashon of the Rush was very much like the Maharit's approach in the way Kedushas Nazir, it takes effect and have the Isurim that are linked connected to that. We pointed out that there's a major machloikis amongst the Gedolei Achrorim, the Ma'ari Ben Lev, the Ma'ari Basan, and the Ma'arit, on this very issue of how does a person become a Nazir. What is the language in the Naziris, perhaps could be the machloikis, in terms of the way it's presented in the Shach and Shulchan Aruch, and the nature of Naziris, and the Avne Meluim wanted to argue that there might even be a machlokas asugyas on this very issue of the way Naziris is carried out. How is the Isser Naziris? How is it Chal? What's the nature of the Isser? And then we plugged it in to the Hemshech of the Gemara of how that works within the Shach Levitaria. We had the Chiddush of the Shalmei Nedarim, that the Shalmei Nedarim actually thought that that was Gufa, the Shach Levitaria, in the Gemara. Then we asked, but if you don't learn like that, so then how are you going to understand the according to the Ma'arit, how are you going to stand the Gemara? So Adam suggested that perhaps the Ma'arit could learn the Gemara like the Ran. The only problem with learning the Gemara like the Ma'arit, like the Ran, is the Ran sounds like the, again, within the Kasha of the Gemara, I think Adam's right. You could still learn the Kasha of the Gemara like that. If the Ran himself, I'm just ending off, I don't think sounds like the Mahalach and the approach the Ma'arit has Legabi Naziris, from the fact that the Ran asked the Kasha that you should reverse the Limud and say that all the Yisurim of Bal Toichel and Bal Tishta that apply by Naziris should also apply to any Neder that is connected to Achila and Shtia. And if you understand Naziris in the way the Ma'arit does, L'chaira, that would be a difficult Kasha to ask, and would sound like that the Ran is assuming that it's a classic Neder and Isser Chefza like the Mari Basan, Mari Ben Lev suggested.